And through this, to me, you're going to do one of the most profound, amazing things that you can do while here on this earth. So through this, you will help awaken humanity who's wondering if a shift of consciousness or a way of being like this is even possible. And they're going to see in you that it is. You are literally going to show people that this beautiful way of being exists and it's possible for them as well. How does it get more beautiful than that?
I believe that love is all around us. Love is everything and everywhere. I am love. You are love. We are all love. In our divinity, in our soul, in the truest and simplest form of our being, we are pure, unconditional love. Love is the answer to everything. Every week in this podcast, we're talking to incredible and beautiful people who will be sharing their insights and perspectives to help you find more peace, to help you come from a place of love more often, to help encourage you to be kinder to yourself and others, to help you create more happiness in your life, to help you feel more oneness with others, and to help you connect to your higher self. My name is Justin Court. Together, we will help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to be more loving, kind, peaceful, happy, empathetic, understanding, and accepting. This can only be achieved together. It starts with each and every one of us. We are one, and it's time we start acting that way. I am so, so grateful that you're here. I love you, I support you, and I'm here for you. Let's together create more love in this world. Let's do this.
What is going on, Spread Love fam? I've missed you guys so much. We took our little break with the podcast during the year like we always do. We came back last week, and I am excited to bring you this really special episode. So for all of my people out there who, you know, every day you are doing your best to be the highest version of yourself, someone who shows up in love, someone who is the example for how we want to shift this planet and this world into this consciousness that is more loving and kind and peaceful, empathetic, all those beautiful things that I know we all truly want to shift this world into. So again, if you're one of those people who are out there, you know, every day doing that, but it gets difficult, right? It does. Like, it gets difficult. It's hard every single moment, every single day, you know, to be the most loving version of yourself. Things get hard, you know, situations come up that you didn't plan for that can kind of throw you off and, you know, that will bring you back to your old programming. And it can just be a hard thing to do really consistently. So I want to share this with everybody because this is something that I struggled with struggling. You know what I mean? Like I struggled with struggling to be love in the sense that when I wouldn't be that in moments, I really struggled. And I would beat myself up and feel really crappy about myself and like not understand why I couldn't be, you know, this version of myself that I want to help the world in and why couldn't I do that? And you know what? I came across this and I want to share this with everybody because it helped me tremendously. So if you're somebody like that who is every day trying to put out just goodness into the world and more love, but you struggle, I hope this can help you as much as it's helped me. And first off, if you are this type of person, I'm talking directly to you. And I just have so much love and appreciation for you doing your best, showing up every single day. And I hope you love yourself as well for doing it. So I want to just say, starting off, change your perspective to now be grateful for those struggles. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. So if you think about it, right? So just imagine if you showed up right now as this completely enlightened being, like this God form, and you were just executing on all cylinders. And every single moment, that's who you were. Now, people would, of course, notice that, but they may worship you instead of seeing themselves as you, right? If you're showing up as this enlightened being, they may look at you and say, whoa, whoa, he's over there and I'm over here. I can never be like that, but now let me worship this person and let me idolize them, right? But they wouldn't really see themselves as you, right? So it's actually in our struggles that make us more relatable, that make us connect more with other people, because if they're also struggling too, and so are we, feel that connection, right? Feel that understanding. But if they're struggling, and I'm never struggling ever, I never have once, there's a disconnect there. They can't see themselves as me or as you or as that other person in that moment. So be grateful for your struggles, because in your struggles, can't you see now that you're actually doing it on their behalf? Right, if you think about it that way, change your perspective to your struggles, you're going through them on other people's behalf. Because in going through those struggles, and you have moments where you're overcoming them, and you are showing up as love, that is going to relate more to people. They're gonna see that, they're gonna see that you struggled, and see that you overcame that, and that is going to inspire them to know that they have the ability to do the exact same thing. They're going to see that change in you and know that it's possible within them too. It's like the times in my life where I am most inspired by somebody else and I can see something that they're doing that makes me in moments know that I can act that same way. It's not through the things that they're saying. It's through witnessing their actions. We can say all day, be love, but the truest way to inspire others and lead people on that same path is for you to show up in that way. So allow your struggles to be there. Be grateful for them, because it allows you to relate and connect with more people and actually create more change through your actions when you're able to overcome these things. And through this, to me, you're going to do one of the most profound, amazing things that you can do while here on this earth. So through this, you will help awaken humanity who's wondering if a shift of consciousness or a way of being like this is even possible. And they're gonna see in you that it is. You are literally going to show people that this beautiful way of being exists and it's possible for them as well. How does it get more beautiful than that? How does it get more inspirational than that? You're going to be that guiding light that will show them, and through your struggles is how they will see themselves in you. And you overcoming those struggles and you suffering and being in pain, but still in moments being able to show up as this version of love of who you truly are, they're going to see that and they're going to know that yes, this is possible. This way of life, this way of being is possible for them as well. Literally, I feel like the best gift you could ever give anybody ever. So all you out there who are struggling, who are in pain sometimes, who may beat yourself up when you don't act as that highest, most loving, beautiful version of yourself because you're struggling and going through it, I know it can be difficult, but I hope this helped you shift that perspective in being grateful for those struggles. And listen, am I grateful for the struggles every single time? No, I'm not. But this helps me be grateful for more of them and see it in this way. And know in these hard times, in these struggles, this is good, this is beautiful. I'm grateful for this because this will help me create real change and create real impact in others and help them live this beautiful life, connecting to their trueness of who they are, which is love. I love you all so much. Keep getting out there. Keep being love, showing up as a representation of the truth of who we are, and know that you're not alone. I love you all. I'll see you next week. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like, follow, share, subscribe whatever you can do to help share this with the world. We put a lot of energy, effort, and time into creating this beautiful podcast with these incredible guests to help bring more awareness to the love that exists all around us. So if you can help spread some love, we'd really appreciate it. Love you.